Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
No, maybe. And I don't mean to treat you bad.
Not okay.
And a good Festivus Friday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to air some grievances this hour. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We got a full board, but when you hear one drop off, it's 576-7798. But before we get started, let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Gang, let's go. Let's air those grievances. Get it off your chest. Get it on the air. It's not an original saying. Somebody else said it a long time ago. Stephanie in Kansas City. You are first in, first up. Hello, Stephanie.
My grievance is with the jackleg who ordered a $10,000 bicycle online and used my mother's credit card.
Oh, no.
And then went to pick it up in Fort Worth, Texas, and had a Missouri driver's license with our address on it.
How soon did she find out this purchase had taken place on her credit card?
She figured it out Thursday night when the bank did not let the $8,000 or the $4,000 transaction go through. And when she called them Friday morning, she figured out that the $9,000 had already gone through.
Oh, Stephanie, I am so sorry.
Dealing with it all week.
Yep. Can she get the money back, or is it, how does that work?
Her bank fraud department is on it.
Good.
And the bicycle company in Fort Worth took a photo ID from the person picking it up and a picture of the vehicle picking it up.
Good.
So those all have been turned over to the authorities and the Missouri Department of Revenue Fraud.
Good. Well, look at it this way, Stephanie. At least the thief wants to stay in good shape. You know, heart health is so important
right now.
Yeah. That is.
So sorry.
The person on the ID looks like he's about 12.
Right. Sorry to hear that. Steve in Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Hello. My grievance is with people who have a grievance with the Electoral College.
Okay.
I think people don't understand how much thought went into it as the compromise between the large states and the small states to keep the large states from running roughshod over the small states.
Yes.
Give them the power. An example would be, let's say we have to do something worldwide on carbon emissions or property intelligent rights, and we decide we're going to put it to a vote. Over half of the world's population lives in China and India. So if we put it up to a vote, would we allow those two countries to decide what the carbon emissions would be or what intellectual property rights would be?
It's a great analogy.
Not really.
Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely.
I can't challenge, but...
I think there are other ways that we could do things. That's all I'm going to say. But that was not a bad analogy, Scott.
Yeah. John in Olathe. Hello, John.
Hey there. How are you guys?
Hi.
Doing really well. Thank you.
New listener. Love you guys' show.
Oh, welcome.
So this is my first grievance. I have a grievance against people that are in political parades on the road. I'm not going to name a candidate. There was one on 435 this weekend, and they were all going probably 45 or 50 miles an hour on the highway.
On the highway.
And so, you know, I mean, I'm all about you getting out there supporting your candidate. I don't care which side, but when you slow me down on the highway, it's, you know, it makes me not want to vote for that person.
It is a great grievance, John, and welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Moderate fan of the show, called a couple times.
Michelle?
Whatever happened to moderate fan?
I don't know. Haven't heard from him in a while. Maybe he's not listening today. He's a moderate fan.
Moderate fan of the show, called a couple times.
So funny.
Moderate fan of the show. Love that cat. Michelle in Kansas City. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Dana, I want to educate you about deer versus car.
Okay.
Last week, you were talking about some story. I caught the back end of it. Evidently, a man claimed to have hit a deer. And you said something about, isn't there always a carcass?
He claimed to have hit a deer. What he actually hit was a human being that he killed.
Oh, okay. I did not catch that part of the story.
Yeah.
It was horrible, horrible, horrible. What I heard you say was, if you hit a deer, wouldn't there be a carcass?
Yep.
And there's not always a carcass. I hit a deer at 70 miles an hour 5 years ago.
Ugh.
It did $10,000 worth of damage to my vehicle.
Yeah.
And that deer ran off.
And it ran off, huh?
Into the woods. So, God forbid anything happens to you like that or anyone else. But no, there is not always a carcass.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good call. I will tell you this. My aunt struck a deer going 80 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
It nearly killed both of my aunts. They were able to get into the far right lane before the car died. And multiple cars then behind them continued hitting that thing. And it was flying. One of the things Stacy said to me, Scott, was we were so afraid after that happened. I mean, just so rattled. You're trying to get off the highway. And then as you're trying to get off the highway, without being graphic, various deer
innards
things are then flying through the air at them because other cars kept hitting it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it like a reindeer? Was it a flying deer? Like Santa's?
It was flying, yes.
Reindeer.
Good yes, name. Sort of like that. Flying through the air.
Less magical.
Only way, way less magical.
Was it like Rudolph?
Not jolly.
Oh, it wasn't Rudolph.
No, not jolly.
Not okay. Jolly.
More of your grievances coming up in just a moment on Festivus Friday. You want to shout? Shout, shout, let it all out. Let's continue now with Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Who's next? Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hello, Scott and Dana.
Hello.
So, my grievance is with Apple. Their new Apple TV or Apple Plus, whatever it's called, purchased exclusive rights to all the Peanuts holiday programming.
Yes, so yes, they did.
So if you want to watch the Great Pumpkin or the Charlie Brown Christmas special, you are kind of out of luck unless you're a subscriber of Apple.
Actually, not true. I don't think.
Can we just clarify one thing, Chris? Because I said the same thing when I saw that. I thought, oh, great. So only the people with subscriptions get to enjoy Charlie Brown. They are going to air it for free 3 days, October 30th, I think 31st, and November 1st, which is something. Oh. It's not as bad as it was, but I kind of feel like every American should have the right to watch it whenever they want.
Well, I think every American should drive a Maserati, but I'm not driving home in a Maserati tonight.
Okay.
I'll take a Maserati.
Right.
Trevor in Platt City. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, guys. Hey, I've called in a couple of grievances, but this is the first time against you, Scott.
Oh, my.
And it's a very serious one.
Okay.
I used to love how you used to say, Kansas City, let's do this. I don't say it anymore.
No, some things get just a little old after a while, I think.
Oh, I look forward to it every Friday.
Well, Trevor, I'll take your grievance, but I'll raise you one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Ask Dana to try to do it.
It's so bad.
You ready?
Okay, go. Yeah.
Let's do this.
No, you got to say Kansas. Here, let me show you the way it used to be
done. I can't do it.
Kansas City. Let's do this.
Yeah, exactly. See? That's what we need back, Scott.
Or maybe next week we should bring it back.
Why don't you do it one more time?
Kansas City, let's do this!
I like Scott better.
Yeah, I do too.
Thank you, Trevor. Be well, my friend. Okay. Have a great weekend, okay, buddy?
You too.
All right, man. Mark in Kansas City. You get the next one. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good evening, folks.
Good evening, my friend.
I'm on the last leg of driving in from Nashville. Went there earlier this week, picked up my sister there, and we drove to Detroit. So the day before, I was in Detroit.
Okay.
And so I've been driving her, and my mom is going to be 101, and this is about math. So she's on total lockdown, but I just driving around. In that triangle, Detroit, Nashville, and Kansas City, we're screwed because I saw so many people in different economic situations, not wearing masks and walking into like restrooms and everything. We're going to have the half a million deaths come the end of February. So that's my complaint. We're just being real stupid about this.
I'm not allowed to comment on your grievance, but if I could second it, I would.
Thank you, Mark, for the call.
Be well. Christy in Olathe. Hello, Christy.
Hello, you guys. How are you tonight?
We are well.
So good. Welcome.
Good. Dana, I always miss you, and I'm telling you, both of you, like Dana, your laugh really makes my day. I love your laugh.
Thank you.
So joyful. And I listen to you. I'm a teacher, and I listen to you on my way home. I've got 15 minutes between, mom picks in from my teaching job. But my grievance is people, this is a hard time for teachers and staff, and we're doing things that have never been done before. And my grievance is for people who are not showing grace and patience with us.
Yeah.
And that don't sign up to be a substitute teacher. If they don't like what we're doing or trying to do, they need to come in and try it because it is so difficult right now and so stressful for all of us. So we have a substitute shortage on a very good day without a pandemic,
yep.
Let alone a pandemic. And we just need some grace and we need prayers and we need some, Pepsi from QT. I don't know. But if people could just give some more grace to all of us that are working in the school system, please, and the people who are making those decisions for us, that we, our hands are tied. We just do the protocols, and we love children. That's what we do. And I just wish people would have more patience with us. And if they don't like it, like I say, please sign up to be a substitute.
Yeah, if you don't like it, sign up.
I mean, we can't have people coming into our classrooms to volunteer, but please sign up. Sign up.
Amen.
It doesn't take much. So please just keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
Great call, Christy. Well, and we love you back.
Please continue on with all the goodness you're doing. I love it.
Well, contracts are due by the end of the week next week, and we'll see. 576-7798. Oh, wait, no, they're not. Christy will do it as long as you let us. 576-7798. More Festivus Friday on the way, coming up on Dan and Parks. Festivus Friday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, we have a line open.
Can I share a grievance? I so rarely do this.
Oh, sure.
I'm just so happy. Everything is happy right now. I'm just happy.
Good.
Except I just saw this headline from our friend Alan Chope over at Channel 9. And I want to like this story, but I refuse to like this story. It says, doctors say it's probably not a good idea to blow out birthday candles anymore. But here are two other options. And sure enough, there's a company that's come up with an option. It's this toy thing that you dangle over the candles.
Well, yeah, they use those in churches sometimes.
And put, what do you call those? There's a word for them in church. That snuffs out the little...
extinguisher?
The extinguisher. But these, you know, these look like... They're built like birthday boxes and... happy hats, and I just wrote him and said it's a great story, but how depressing. Like the tradition of blowing out the candles on the cake is dead. Thanks a lot, 2020.
Yeah, it is called a candle extinguisher. Yep.
Do you get a
wish bell snuffer? It's a bell snuffer.
A bell snuffer.
Do you get a witch for each snuffing, or
I believe
is
that
it
you
just
do
one. Also free.
I refuse to buy a birthday candle snuffer. Well, I'm not doing it.
You know, there's also talk that you need to be more careful this year, certainly during Thanksgiving. I'm still trying to figure out how we're going to do it with my mom.
I draw the line at birthday candle snuffer.
Okay.
I'm not doing it.
Okay. 576-7798, Louise in Lenexa. Louise, hello.
Hi, Louise.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I have my grievance with a certain cruise ship line that cruises around the Caribbean.
Okay.
And I was fortunate enough at one point in time to be able to utilize that cruise line, and I never, ever, ever will again.
Why?
Due to the fact that, there's a news story about a certain grandpa that accidentally lost his granddaughter out of a window.
Yes, out of an open window.
And that whoever was involved with weaponizing that poor child's death, I just cannot bear the thought of what that poor grandfather and that family is going through.
Yeah.
What was he charged with? I can't remember. And it wasn't the cruise line. The cruise line didn't.
Yeah, it was Puerto Rico's government that charged him, and he pleaded guilty, I think.
I'm looking it up right now.
Like negligent manslaughter or something like that.
Well, I just can't believe that there wasn't some involvement with the cruise line.
Well, I'm not really sure.
Did you see, Louise, the video of him leaning out the window prior to her death? There's, if you look online, there's video that they've released, and my heart just dropped when I saw it because he appears to be leaning out that window before she dies, which would suggest then that he would have known the window was open, but it's just
I did not see that.
There's video out there showing that. It is just a heartbreaking story.
Mm-hmm.
Just heartbreaking.
All right, Louise, got you in. 576-7798. Michael in Overland Park. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Happy Hi. Friday. And to you.
Oh, well, I'm trying to have one. My grievance is I am a teacher. I do feel for the other teacher that called in just a few minutes ago. But my grievance is about not the parents, but the students. I teach high school locally. And have students that have not been in a single Zoom class for the entire quarter. Grades are due. And now these kids are coming out of the woodwork asking, what can I do to pass? What can I do? Please tell me, what can I do? And it's driving me insane. That's my grievance.
Can I ask you a question, teacher?
Yes.
Nobody would deny, and I don't take any of this out on teachers, that they are doing double the work that they would ever be expected to do. And I think
that
teachers
is very, very true.
And I think teachers are frequently blamed and underappreciated. Make no mistake about that. I have a family member who's in education. But
yes, your brother.
Thanks. You would agree, though, that let's say you teach seventh grade, okay? They're not receiving 100% of the education that they would be receiving if it was 5 days, if we were back in normal times. Would you agree with that or not?
I would agree with that. It's the difficulties on transferring an actual classroom-based education toward a virtual-based education is not easy at all.
What percentage, if when they were in back in the old days, when everybody was back to normal and in person, let's say the student was receiving 100%, okay, not in grade, but just 100% of what they could learn, what would you put it at now?
Oh, That's a good question. My wife is saying that's interesting. I would probably say, I mean, just on my end, 75-80%. Because that, having that actual one-on-one interaction with students, being in the classroom, being able to, engage with the students, that is something that is sorely missing for students and for teachers. I mean, I guarantee you, we all miss that interaction.
Oh, sure. I have no doubt about that. All right, my friend. Well, hey, thank you for doing the Lord's work, because you are doing it.
Aww.
Appreciate it.
Who was that?
Hey, who's there?
That's my wife. We're on speaker.
Hello.
I watch him do it. It is not easy.
No.
He's a high teacher. It is not the same. He's a very involved teacher. It is just murder watching these teachers trying to make it come alive on a Zoom. So, yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, well, right now, nothing, because I'm furloughed, but my daughter is learning virtually hybrid in Blue Valley. So, you know, half the time she's at home and half the time she's at school. I'm about to start a new job again. But, yeah, I mean, he's got a little makeshift office in our basement, and it's also attached to our – it's a finished basement, so it's attached to our bedroom, and I'm tiptoeing around. And, you know, when you have X amount of students, and every day I hear, he's like, I haven't heard from 25% of my students, 50% of my students yet this year. They're not logging in, and they have, you know, laptops given by the district and hotspots for Wi-Fi, and they're just not showing up. So I know the frustration that he sees, because he worries about these kids. It's tough.
In Blue Valley, they're not showing up?
No, well, my daughter's in Blue Valley. He teaches at a different district.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Don't name it. Don't name it. Don't name it.
You're okay.
I'm not going to. No. I know the rules.
All right. All right. Well, you guys be well, okay? Where are you going? You going out to dinner or something?
Heck no.
No, we're just escaping the house right now. We're sitting in the car.
No, hey, no necking.
Dang, spoken like a true set of exhausted parents on a Friday. What do you want to do tonight? Let's hide in the car outside.
You want to go to dinner? No, I'd just rather sit in the car, if you don't mind.
And get in the back.
Whoa. Hey.
I'm going to let you go on now.
That's awesome.
What'd she say? I'm going to see how far the seats roll back, and then we're going to get in the back?
That's so good.
Wow.
That escalated quickly.
That got out of hand.
Very Ooh. Quickly.
Man alive. Looks like they're going to be parents for a long time to come.
Do you have a grievance, Scott?
I was thinking about that. Let me figure that one out, because we're up against the break. We do have some open lines if you guys want to grab it. for your grievance at 576-7798. Just one simple rule. You can't name a company and you, or a person unless it is a public entity or public person, somebody that everybody would know, or a city or whatever. You can do that. You can name that person or organization by name. 576-7798. 576-7798. Your grievances continue in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does. Best Miss Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Please drink responsibly. If I had a grievance, it's sort of a anti-grievance slash grievance. I am counting the minutes. Tomorrow, the Big Ten football conference finally starts.
Oh, yay!
Nebraska will have their butts completely dismantled by Ohio State early at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Good.
But just to see the guys back out on the field makes me excited. My grievance with this is the Big Ten announced more than a month ago that they were coming back.
Yeah.
It wasn't like these teams weren't practicing. They knew all along this was going to happen. Why did we have to wait until October 24th for the Big Ten to come back? I'm super excited, though, and I cannot wait till tomorrow morning. Ann in Overland Park. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is with my OBGYN.
Okay.
I have something called hyperemesis when I'm pregnant.
Okay.
I can't keep anything down. Nothing at all. And so they're dragging their feet here. It's been 2 weeks of, you know, not being able to keep anything down, not even water, not ice chips.
Oh,
know.
Goodness.
Whoa, how are you okay then if you can't keep water down?
My husband slowly gives me Pedialyte or, like, any little thing. Here in the next couple of days, I'll probably go to the ER and, you know, get hydrated with fluid.
So, Ann, is this the same thing that Kate Middleton had? That was widely discussed during her pregnancy, that she's so sick you just can't function.
Yeah, but I think mine is worse, to be honest with you. I mean, I weighed 175 pounds at the beginning of this month, and I'm down to 150.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And that's the extreme danger of this disease, is that this sickness, I guess, is that it will dramatically lose weight.
And is this your first pregnancy, Ann?
No.
Wow.
It's my fifth.
Oh, girl, hang in there. Hang in there.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing to the phone.
Chirping going on the phone. Bop, bop, bop.
Hang in there.
Yeah. Andy in Pleasant Hill. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
It's going well.
Good. My grievance is pretty small, but every day when I listen to your show, at the end of the show, there's a guy that comes on and says, bye, like that, it drives me.
It drives you crazy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it drives me up the wall.
You don't like it?
No. Why do you guys do that?
Well, it started as a joke a long time ago because Vanna White, the only thing that she ever says on Wheel of Fortune is at the end of the show, she goes, bye!
Yeah, she just stands there and giggles at Pat Sajak's horrible jokes, and she isn't allowed to say anything except that stupid goodbye. And then Will Starrett said, kind of like Sam.
Does that make any sense, Andy?
Yeah, I got it now.
But you still hate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, I hope you have a great weekend, and
bye!
Renee in Lenexa. Hello, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Trying to be okay.
Good.
My grievance is with 16-year-old boys. And I say that because it's my son.
Uh-huh.
He had his car for a month.
Mm-hmm.
A month. He crashed it. Oh. It's gone.
Oh.
Is he okay? Hang on, is he okay? Okay.
Yeah, he's okay. I wouldn't be talking about him like this if he wasn't okay. But he's all right. But then I have to hear the, but you know, we all do it. Your dad did it from grandpa, and I did it in my Mustang and all of this. I'm like, really? It's like a generation of y'all crashing cars at 16? Could I have known?
Other problem with a 16-year-old crashing a car, Renee, and you know this, it is not the cost of the car or the car repair.
Insurance.
It is your insurance, which will now go through the roof.
Yeah, no. We're waiting until spring break to even get him another car. I'm like, you just got to chill. You experienced freedom, now you're not. Maybe you'll drive better.
Was it? No, wait. Was it his fault?
Oh, yeah. I can make this yellow light. No, you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, Renee, you call in anytime you want, girl. That is awesome.
Oh, it sucks so bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's just like, dude, you just got the car, man. I experienced not having to go to practice, not having to pick you up, not having to do this for a month, and now I'm back to it, just running around everywhere. I'm like, God.
Oh, Renee, you hang in there. We've all been there.
Thanks for the laughs from your tragedy.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Right. Be well. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too. Thanks. Right,
goodbye. Tim in North Kansas City. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing good. Well, my friend. Thanks. Go ahead.
Well, I think Andy beat me to the punch, but I don't like that last word of the show either.
The bye?
The bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
How does it sound?
Can we do something better?
What do you recommend?
Yeah, what do you recommend?
I don't know, but let's take it up a notch or something, you know? Give me some Snoop Dogg or something.
You want some Snoop?
Yeah, didn't you get him on the phone?
Can I get Snoop Dogg on the phone?
I thought Dana was calling him last.
Yeah,
weeks ago.
He did not reply, Tim. We tried to call Snoop and failed. We failed.
I can try to get the president on the phone. We're going to fail.
Yeah, but my grievance was a goodbye.
Well, Tim, it's a good grievance. I hope you have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Guys, be safe.
Hey, Tim. Too. Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Oh. Oh, have a great Friday, you
mother... Hey, whatever happened to that crazy lady? However you think your week has gone, just remember, it is not as bad as the week that woman has had and the mayor of Alaska has had.
Was that last week? Is that how recently that was?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
It's so great.
It's so good.
Somebody writes in, did Renee drop an F-bomb? No. I have an ear for that kind of stuff, and I would have dumped her immediately.
It two of her words kind of ran together, and for a second,
I did go for the hold button, but then I realized she did not say it. So we are safe, and we are out of here, folks. It's going to be a chilly weekend, down to below freezing tonight in some parts. Maybe some snow on Monday. Just enjoy it. Pretend like you're in Cancun. I don't know. Whatever you got to do to get through it, okay? Listen, everybody, I want you to have a great weekend. Be safe. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. We'll see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Goodbye, haters.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.